This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. 28 prematurely born babies evacuated from Gaza's biggest hospital were taken into Egypt for urgent treatment on Monday, while Palestinian authorities and the WHO said 12 people were killed at another Gaza hospital encircled by Israeli tanks. The newborns had been in North Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital, where several others died after their incubators were knocked out amid a collapse of medical services during Israel's military assault on Gaza City. Israeli forces seized Shifa last week to search for what they said was a tunnel network belonging to Hamas built underneath. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli strikes have targeted Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Dozens of injured Palestinians, including women and children, are taken to Nasser Hospital following a reported Israeli airstrike on Khan Yunis. More than 11,500 Palestinians, two-thirds of them women and minors, have been killed since the war began, according to Palestinian health authorities, who do not differentiate between civilian and militant deaths. About 2,700 people are reported missing. Some 1,200 people were killed in Israel, mostly during the October 7 attack, and around 240 taken captive by militants. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Dozens of Israelis marked Children's Day by protesting outside the office of the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, or UNICEF, in Tel Aviv on Monday evening, pleading the organization help Israeli child hostages in Gaza. Protesters chanted "Bring them home now" and "UN, do your job," and carried placards featuring the faces of child hostages as messages and photos were projected onto the building itself. This is VOA News.